Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. More and more sites are providing the ability to apply using Indeed or LinkedIn or Monster or some other service. And on this show, I make a case for why you shouldn't use that button and instead email your resume directly if you have to. Now, if you like the show, if you find the advice helpful, please give No BS Job Search Advice Radio 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show and puts a smile on my face. So you want me to smile, don't you? So with that, let's get rolling. Today I'm going to talk with you about a mistake job hunters are making out of convenience. More and more websites are allowing, well, there's a button at the end of a job description, a group of buttons. I'm just looking at a feature on my site. Apply with LinkedIn, apply with Indeed, and apply with Monster. These are not ideal ways of actually applying. They are easy and convenient ways, but they are not ideal. Let me give you an example. You see a job description, you think to yourself, oh, this is easy. I just have to click the apply with LinkedIn button. Here's the problem. Number one, LinkedIn hasn't given you a great resume. It's, you know, a synopsis of your background. That's the way most of you write them. So it's kind of thin. Number two is, for all of these, you haven't tailored the submittal to what the client is looking for. You're sending a generic response. So very simply, before you actually apply using one of these buttons, think to yourself, what am I sending? How does it demonstrate that I actually fit the job that's involved? Without that, all you're doing is flipping a bad resume like a burger at a fast food restaurant to the job ad. And for many of these, certainly with the LinkedIn profile, it's not really providing good contact information. Maybe there's an email address. Most of you don't put a phone number in. How is someone supposed to contact you? Send you an email exchange, an email exchange? No, we're there to interview you. We want to talk to you. Replying by email saying, okay, could you send me your phone number, please, so I can call you? Garbage. It's a waste of time. And if you think we're making that call, that contact first, when we have actual people who've made it easy for us to reach out to them, you're mistaken. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you to come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com and join. That's my site with curated information that I've created, all my books and guides to job hunting, specific videos and podcasts and articles that I've developed that's going to help you find work more quickly. Whether you're trying to improve your resume, get more interviews, answer some of the tough questions that are asked on those interviews, or negotiate, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com has great information. Plus, you can ask me questions that will help you throughout your search. There's discounts on one-on-one coaching from me. If you join, I also give you discounts on resume critiques, LinkedIn profile critiques, a whole bunch of services, but you don't have to buy everything. Just join, ask me questions through the site. I'm very happy to help. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Again, hope you enjoyed today's show, and No BS Job Search Advice Radio is on daily with advice for job hunters good anywhere in the world. I hope you listen to the show every day, and hope you have a great day. Take care.